Day 277, or October the 4th. God is bigger than you think. Our thoughts today are rooted in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Jesus continues his ministry in the northern area of Galilee. He could teach with extra freedom here due to its distance from the Jewish authorities in Judea to the south, and being further cut off by the intervening region of Samaria, which straddled the central area. Interestingly, Jesus was often referred to as a Galilean because he lived in Nazareth, even though he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. So he was really a southerner who spoke with a northern accent. And now today's action step. Jesus likens himself to perhaps the best-known minor prophet in the Bible, Jonah. Like Jonah, who went to the Gentile Assyrian capital city of Nineveh, Jesus also takes the good news of the kingdom to Gentiles as well as Jews. They both spent most of their lives living in the north, Jesus in Nazareth and Jonah in nearby Gath-Hepher. Today, some scholars consider Jonah to be a mythical character rather than a historical one. But Jesus speaks of him as a real person, and surely he would have known better than anyone else, wouldn't he? Take this as a warning, that just because something in the Bible seems hard to believe, it doesn't mean it isn't true. It just means you don't understand it fully. If you investigate the possibility of being swallowed by a large fish, please note, not a whale, you may be surprised at how such an experience is more common than you think, according to Google. In fact, it seems several men have suffered this fate and survived. There are times when we have to admit that we cannot explain some parts of the Bible. It doesn't mean we're dim, it means that we can't fully understand God. Now, there's a surprise.